Good evening and welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. We're in the middle of our fall fundraiser, so it's time to have some fun. You can go to our website and click on that big red donate button. You're probably driving around in your car. We're going to listen to some car music and all kinds of other music tonight. We're going to play some Kraftwerk and go through Kraftwerk's electronica. We'll start things off with fun of the Autobahn from Autobahn. You don't have to sell your body to the night. Thank you.
schalten wir das Radio an. Aus dem Lautsprecher klingt es dann.
was Autobahn from 1974 from Kraftwerk. I hope you had as much fun on the Autobahn as I did. So Moog Mini Moog and ARP, White Faced Odyssey, customized Farfisa Rhythm Unit 10, a Vox Percussion King, a Farfisa Professional Piano, an EMS Synthi A, a Schulte Compact Phasing, a Mutron Biphase, with some other outboard equipment not listed. That was Kraftwerk's fourth album. Again, you've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS. We're in the middle of our fall fundraiser. You can call the studios when they're open at 482-KRVS. And you can also go to our website at krvs.org and click on that big red donate button to donate to public radio for Acadiana. Every dollar you send in goes to KRVS and helps with programming, pay for programming, news, events, upcoming, everything. All that good stuff. They have workers and people that have to pay. They have to pay for the studio and equipment and on and on and on. It's a giant production to bring you music every evening and every day here on KRVS. We're going to cruise on with some more Kraftwerk this evening. We'll probably turn to their fifth album. By the way, the Autobahn was the fourth album. The fifth album is the first one to be completely electronic. It was released in 1976. We'll play Radioactivity from Radioactivity. Radioactivität.
the station back to Düsseldorf City. Meet Iggy Pop and David Bowie. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express.
Just to do.
Was The Robots from Man Machine from 1978. Just to give you an idea of how far ahead of themselves they were. That was released in 1978. I bet if you played that on the radio today, you would probably mistake that for Daft Punk. There's a Moog Mini Moog synthesizer provides the bass sounds on there. An Eventide digital delay was used on that album only, and not on the other ones. It had a poor initial response, actually, when it came out, and then it charted at number 9 for albums in 1982, second only in Kraftwerk's repertoire to the Autobahn. Before that, we heard Trans Europe Express from Trans Europe Express, 1977. On that one, they're using an Eventide FL-201 Instant Flanger. By the way, I'm not listing everything on here. It builds upon their previous work. Before that, we heard Radioactivity from Radioactivity. And uses a Ralph Hutter sings. He sings through a Roland RE-201 Space Echo on the song Antenna. There's a military speech synthesizer based on Creating Phenoms, which was used on the song Radioland. And an orchestron provides the choir sounds on that album. We're going to cruise on to hear some more from Kraftwerk. We're going to turn to Computer World from 1981.
Computer. boing, boom, chak, boing, boom, chak, boing, ping, boom, chak, ping, boing, ping, boom, chak, ping, boing, ping, boom, chak, ping.
That was, of course, Boing Boom Chalk. That was from the Electric Cafe album in 1986. Wow, if The Art of Noise was inspired by that. That was a Linn 9000 drum machine, a Roland TR-808, an EMU Emulator 2, and a Ned Synclavier, which provided the resynthesized voices on a few tracks. Before that, you heard Computer Love from Computer World in 1981. If you don't hear Coldplay Talk ripping that right off, well, wow. They used a Friendship Mr. Lab unit on that album, provided some TR-808-style programming and a mini keyboard. The world tour of Computer World included a Sequential Circuits Prophet 5, the famous Prophet 5, a Moog Mini-Moog, of course, a Moog Poly-Moog, a TI language translator machine for the electronic voices that you heard, a Roland MC8 microcomposer sequencer, a custom-built 32-step analog sequencer by Maton and Waitchers, another TI pocket translator, a Dubrec Stylophone, that's a small handheld synth made in the 60s, and a Mattel BG's mini keyboard. You can listen to Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, in the middle of our fall fundraiser. Once again, you can call our office during normal business hours at 482-KRVS. You can donate at any level, from $1 a day up to as much as you'd possibly like to give us. And it goes to support public radio, to purchase all of our programming that you hear from National Public Radio and various other sources, and to keep the station running, all the parts and people and effort that goes into bringing you public radio for Acadiana. We're going to try and bring us up to the top of the hour with another album from Kraftwerk, actually another track. We're going to listen to Electric Cafe from Electric Cafe.
Electric Cafe.